And this one's introduced by, would like to thank our program sponsors, Greville Records, for their financial support of this program. Greville Records is a legendary Melbourne-based independent record store, servicing the local community with the best vinyl LPs, CDs, books, and much more. Visit the store at 152 Greville Street, Prahran, or head to grevillerecords.com.au to learn more.
Hi, I'm Paul Elliott, and I'd like to invite you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration here on And This One's Introduced By, on community radio station 3CR. Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and This One's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and This One's Introduced By... Welcome to 3CR's summer programming. I'm Dr. Gonzo with a special feature for And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces their music. Usually we feature one artist on the show, but for these special programs there'll be three or four artists each week introducing a selection from previously aired episodes. If you enjoy a particular segment, you can hear the complete show at 3cr.org.au/introducedby. Each week there'll be a different theme for each of programs, and this week's episode is titled Psychedelic Rockers, featuring four artists introducing a selection of their songs, starting with Double Agents with New Motion, Ronson Hang Up and Centurus, Andy Burns, Doppelgangers, and Bevis Frond, Focus on Nature. The Double Agents were a bluesy garage rock band that ignited audiences across Melbourne's pub rock scene from 2000 to 2008. Founded by Dave Butterworth and Miles Gallagher, the band completed several blazing European tours and released albums on legendary labels such as Beast, Infidelity, and Spooky. Throughout their career, they supported numerous incredible bands including the Dirt Bombs, Dead Moon, Detroit Cobras, White Stripes, Celebrate Rifles, Kim Salmon, and Spencer P. Jones. In 2008, the band disbanded when Dave Butterworth decided to hang up his guitar and focus on spending quality time with his family. Sadly, during the COVID-19 lockdowns, Butterworth lost his voice, and a medical check revealed that he had throat cancer. The diagnosis served as a wake-up call, prompting him to complete unfinished projects. In 2023, the band reformed playing live, released a compilation album, Best Bits So Far, and recorded another album, New Motion. Dave Butterworth introduces the latter on this edition of And This One's Introduced By with your host, Dr. Gonzo. Dave Butterworth joins Dr. Gonzo to present the songs from the album, New Motion, by the Double Agents on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
Hello everyone, my name's Dave Butterworth from the band The Double Agents. It's good to be here with Dr. Gonzo, and this one's Introduced By, which is on 3CR, which of course you know because you're listening. I was asked by the doctor to come in and have a chat about our new album, which is called New Motion. It's the first album from The Double Agents in 16 years. So I thought, while I have a chance to talk about the record, that I would actually really talk about it because it's nice to do and hopefully you're interested in hearing, but also maybe perhaps have to start with a kind of potted history of the band, which because we stopped playing in 2008 and didn't start again for, I don't know, 14 years, there was a lot going on back then. The band was formed by myself and Miles Gallagher on drums. We'd been in a couple of other bands together before, and that naturally fell apart, as they do. And also that band, mainly the Zeal, Hellenic Zeal, was more kind of flat out, more rock and roll, Birdman, Blue Oyster Cult kind of stuff. And I think personally, myself, my tastes had kind of changed, and felt like I wanted to open up the sound a little bit more as far as things that had really been turning myself on, I guess, you know, kind of simpler garage rock, but also some country elements. And, you know, of course, that sort of pulls in bands like Gun Club and stuff like that, that at the time was and still is like very much a favorite of mine and Miles. And decided to talk to a friend of a friend. His name's Ryan Tandy. He's a guitarist, and he is the guitarist, and he's my favorite guitarist in the whole wide world. And he said he would come and join us. And he plays amazing guitar, as you'll hear across the record. He's a very unique guitarist in the fact that he's a lead guitarist, but he's not very typical and doesn't sort of, he's not a show-off kind of guy, which a lot of lead guitarists can be. He is naturally, well, gifted, as a lot of people are, but he's not very technical. You know, he doesn't overplay stuff, which is what I don't like in a guitarist. As soon as Ryan and I started playing together, and I've noticed over the years, especially more since we got back together, that we are and were instantly a team. And he brought things to my songs like that I couldn't imagine. Like, I'm a rhythm guitarist, and that's what I love. He kind of just accidentally, the way he does it, just colors everything in for me. Anyway, so Ryan and I and Miles got together. The band's had a series of bass players in that in between 2000, 2008. I think we had four bass players maybe. And also roped in my partner at the time, Kim Walvish, to play piano and also sing, because I wanted a band that had two singers, because I think that's really interesting in a group. My attention span is pretty small, and I don't think, sometimes I go see a band and even if the singer's amazing, it's just like, oh, enough. You know, and I like bands like The Stones and The Clash too that have two singers, you know, just a little bit of point of difference. And also I wanted a female voice and to be able to write songs for a woman, which was something that I hadn't done in the previous 10 years before that. It was all just kind of songs for me. So I thought it'd be nice to write for someone else. Anyhow, so the band got together, and between 2000 and 2008, we played a lot of shows. We were very busy. Played with plenty of great international artists who came here and great Australian bands, and also managed to get two tours of Europe. We did record two albums and an EP back then, both probably not available anymore, but they'll be online somewhere. Check our Bandcamp. There might be some CD copies or something, but all the vinyl's gone. Anyhow, we went to Europe twice. 2004, did the classic kind of 28 shows in 30 days or something, which was pretty brutal, but also a lot of fun. And then came back and we made our second album called Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time in 2007, and went back to Europe in 2008 for another 25 shows. By that point, the band, we're all kind of early mid-30s, and we all had our own issues, I think, in our heads and our lives. And Ryan couldn't come to Europe the second time, and neither could Miles. So we were subbing in a guitarist and a drummer and a bass player, as always. But so we ended up that European tour with Dave Larkin on bass, who's been a friend of mine for a long time, and you'll hear down the line in this tale, is involved in our current album. And Callum Barter on drums, and also Chris Loftman on guitar. Now, we had a great time in Europe, but it was pretty full on. And then after that, we came back, we did one show at River Rocks with Miles back on drums, and that was it. The band, I think I just had enough. I'd lost, number one, I'd lost what I realized in hindsight was my musical real sidekick, which was Ryan. And I think I just had enough. You know, I ran the band, wrote everything, did all that sort of work, and it was just time to rest it. So in 2008, we kind of finished up, and we all remained friends. We would see each other around, hang out, go to each other's weddings, all that kind of stuff. So there was nothing, there's no kind of hate in the air. It was just time for it to finish. And then to tell the truth about this album, which is called New Motion, it does involve two recording sessions. The first of which was not actually conducted under the title of the Double Agents. Around about 2011 or 12, I put together a band purely for recording purposes, which consisted of myself and Ryan Tandy on guitar and lap steel, which is, he does both those things, just so you know. Callum Barter, who played drums with the Double Agents in Europe 2008. Mick Stilianu, who played bass, who was a friend of mine, who coincidentally is now the bass player in the Double Agents and on the whole record. So that sort of was a precursor to the band getting their new bass player. And Andy McIntosh, who is a friend of mine for a long time. So we had three guitarists, basically. And I've always loved Ryan and I, but I felt the time to add a little extra, not, I wouldn't say straighter guitar into the mix, but Andy's a different kind of player to what Ryan and I are. And so we pushed him to be into his sort of out of his comfort zone, but also it was nice to have a different kind of guitar player on the record. That material never got released. We recorded 10 tracks and through life or whatever, I just never got around to finishing. I was extremely proud of the tracks, but I never put real lyrics to them. I laid vocals down to two of them at the time and then let it be, basically. So I guess we just jump forward to 2021. Everyone hanging out, we're all friends, talking occasionally, blah, blah, blah. 2021, I lost my voice in about August, and by sort of September, it hadn't improved, and I went to a voice specialist. You can hear I sound croaky, so this is the story. So I went to a voice specialist. It was diagnosed as a paralyzed vocal cord, which we have two vocal cords basically, like, or one vocal cord, but they have two lips, one on each side that come together and open to make a sound. One of those sides was doing nothing when they put the camera down there. So I had some tests. Long story short, yes, paralyzed vocal cord. You also have cancer in there as well. So let's do another test, see what it really looks like. And upon that test, they were like, okay, this is pretty bad. It's a very aggressive thyroid cancer. And at that point, it had moved into my lungs and a couple of other spots or whatever. It was, in hindsight, pretty heavy and overwhelming. And it still is. I don't particularly like the term cancer, but I work with modern medicine and also natural medicines as well. So I am what is technically known as a stage four cancer person, but I'm stable. So I have no idea how long I'm going to be able to go on for. I present as really healthy and my mind is healthy and my body's good. I deal with a lot of side effects, but I'm also very strong. So that just kind of lays down me and why the band got back together. That, again, there's a lot of long stories here, but they get to a point eventually. So I think the first year or so of my diagnosis was just treatments and it was nasty shit. So it got to a point after 18 months when I was basically told, you can't beat this. You might survive for an unknown amount of time, but you can't beat this. And I suddenly felt the urge. I hadn't picked up my guitar in 10 years. I work in music behind the scenes and I had no real interest in music. COVID brought a little bit of it back, just listening and going, okay, I really do dig music. Suddenly everything changed with some news that I was given and it was like, fuck, I really, really want to play music again. Like it was, I just became possessed by it and said to the guys and Kim, do you want to get back together and do a gig? You know, and they said yes. It wasn't out of pity. It was a very strong friendship. I think they just knew that I needed to do it. And it turned out that they needed to do it as well. It gave everyone their own sort of little escape from what their lives had become, which was very varied, but a nice kind of output just to escape and play some music. So we did a show and we did a couple other shows, played with Mudhoney and the Scientists. And then in the middle of 2023, we put out a compilation LP called the best bits so far of, yeah, the stuff that was on the first 2.5 records. And I guess by the title of that album, I knew that I wasn't finished and I'm far from it. But by calling it so far, it's like I've got more in me, and I had a real urge to write stuff. So I started doing that, and we, in last September, went, okay, let's do a record. And the band was like, oh, I don't know if we got the stuff. And I became possessed. And that's my right, I guess, as the person who runs and pushes the band, but also the guy in the band who is trying to make the most out of living and being here right now. So I pushed pretty hard for us to get into a recording studio. And I will go into the background of each song and where they came from. To fall back on a quick story earlier, from the recording sessions of 2011 or 12, we had 10 tracks, which were essentially members of the Double Agents without Kim playing. And we decided to pinch 4 of those as well. So they ended up on this record, and we basically just used the basic tracks off those and added to those. So we'll get to the first track on the album, and the album's called New Motion, and that is the title of the first track. And it's really about, I didn't want to make a record that was a album about cancer and miserable or whatever, but there are undoubtedly elements of that that are in my life, but I wanted to kind of put them in a different light perhaps. And for someone, I mean, I'm here over explaining every song, but for other people who just listen to the record, hopefully they're kind of clueless to that fact. New Motion to me became a little saying. I wrote the song partially with different friends, Andy McIntosh, who'd come over to visit me, just noodling around in my caravan, and oh, there's a bit. Oh, that's a little different to what I would usually write, but let's just keep that in the back of the memory. So I kept that, and I started sort of working with Ryan. He threw in a change. And when it came to recording, I was pretty excited about this track and the title New Motion and what it made me feel. New Motion to me is more about going forward and just finding a way, and it sounded like a saying that people could interpret in their own way, to make of it what they will. Like, it's kind of one of those songs that it's got a meaning, but I think I left it open enough that other people could make up their own minds. But what I did do was, what I really wanted to do for a long time was have a song kind of like Hall & Oates. I noticed their stuff, which sounds weird. You know, people think, oh, they're a garage rock band, but we have very varied tastes, where they start a song and it has the verse and then the chorus, but without any lyrics. I think you'll notice in a few Hall & Oates songs, they do songs and you hear the verse and the chorus before they start singing the vocal verse and chorus. And then, so next time you listen around to it, you know what's coming. So that's how we designed the start of this song. And the rest of it, it just came together naturally. And we finished it off with Dave Larkin, my friend, and he recorded all the vocals. We were just stuck on some of the patterns and the way I had the song for so long, but I couldn't really finish it. And he kind of pushed me in a space to finish it. And we had this one, and Kim sang on this one because it works for her. And so here it is. This is the title track of our album New Motion by the Double Agents. We'll be right back.
the Ronson Hang Up, named after the legendary guitarist Mick Ronson, who you might know from David Bowie's band The Spiders from Mars. The Ronson Hang Up are a great Melbourne band who some refer to as an indie supergroup due to the band members' history playing in a bunch of great bands. They've just released their second album, Centurus, which Rhythms magazine reviewer Jeff Jenkins gave a big 4 stars thumbs up. Please welcome Ashley Naylor, Dave Moody, Luke Thomas and Steve Pinkerton, who is here with Dr. Gonzo to ruminate on this sizzling new album, Centurus, on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
Hi, Steve Pinkerton from the Ronson Hangup. Thanks for joining me on And This One's Introduced By on 3CR. The Ronson Hangup is a band made up of members of other active bands such as Even, Dallas Crane, Paul Kelly, The Church, Courtney Barnett. And we began when my brother Mal and I decided to start something new back around 2009 after we'd returned from touring the US in our other band, The Anyones, and that band had come to an end. We'd toured around Australia with Even in 2000 and we'd shared lineups with The Pictures and Canon, so we were good friends with Ash Naylor, Luke Thomas and Dave Moody, who were all members of those bands. So when it came to recruiting new members for this new band, they were the obvious choice, along with Erica Menting, who we also knew from around the music scene. We definitely have similar tastes in music, and we look at the musical world through a similar prism. Our first album was released back in 2010, and we got some great reviews and airplay. But after touring it for a while, we became distracted by other bands we were playing in. For example, I've been playing in Dallas Crane now for 10 years. Ash's commitments extended beyond even to Paul Kelly and then to The Church, amongst others. And Dave Moody has been touring the world with Courtney Barnett. In amongst all the recording and gigging activity with those other bands, we actually had managed to write some songs and record them with Wayne Connolly as producer, and we'd mixed them at Albert Studios in Sydney before it was sold. More recently, my brother moved to a regional town and decided not to pursue this Ronson project, and then the world was hit by COVID. But ironically, that gave us a chance to focus on finishing this second album. So Ash and I got together and wrote the final tracks, which included Waxes and Wanes and the title track Centaurus. And these were all recorded in my home studio when we were not in lockdown, and all the members came and played their respective parts. Other musical contributions came from the brilliant classical guitarist Slava Gregorian, who plays the intro on track 9, Mother of Invention, and Tony Gould, who is one of Australia's most acclaimed jazz musos, plays the piano on the same track, and so does Shane Riley, who plays with Tex Perkins and Los Ragas. He had some great pedal steel to the same track. As well as my sister, who's spent many years with the Australian Opera, and she sings some soprano vocals on the final track, Just Steady. All in all, we felt this new album, Centaurus, has a consistent musical theme and sound, even though the songs range from Zepp-style rock rhythms to Everly Brothers-style harmonies. The guitar, bass and drums nucleus binds it all together. Lyrically, the album definitely has a sense of humour, whilst pondering on a theme of existential reflections, cough cough, and you may detect a disdain for society's obsession with wealth and disregard for environmental destruction. Centaurus, the opening and title track, is about Australia's submission to the mining industry, anthropogenic climate change, disregard for our planet, and daydreaming of finding a better place. Centaurus is our closest galaxy, and therefore our closest option. But clearly, we're applying some artistic license to the reality of actually being able to get there. This song started with a Zeppelin-style drum beat, and it's got a triplet on the kick, which makes it a little bit more complex. Ash and I got together, and he came up with a synchronizing guitar riff, which is the genesis of the song. We then got all the musicians together and they played their respective parts, and Moody, for example, did his amazing drumming, as well as Luke on bass and Erica on vocals. The verse is a psychedelic harmony between Erica and I, and the chorus we tried to channel a bit of Cheap Trick for a anthemic power pop chorus. I'm Steve Pinkerton from the Ronson Hang-Up, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album with Dr. Gonzo every Wednesday night at 11 on Community Radio 3CR.
Howdy, I'm Andy Burns from Perth, West Australia.
Andy Burns is a talented singer-songwriter and an accomplished multi-instrumentalist. His songs are observational, personal, dark, but subtly humorous. Catchy sounding with beautiful quirky melodies, sounding a little like a folkier calypso-influenced version of UK band 10cc. He's based in Perth, Western Australia, and describes himself as a chamber pop artist. Andy Burns has released three albums, much of which was recorded over a seven-year stint living and working in Tokyo as a salaryman. Dr. Gonzo was lucky to see him play live recently at a fantastic venue, Trash Cult, in Eaglemont in Bendigo, supporting Essie and the Brave New Sounds and renowned Eugene Chadbourne. Andy Burns joins Dr. Gonzo to present the songs from his album Doppelganger on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
I'm Andy Burns and this is my album Doppelganger. I wrote most of this whilst living in Tokyo. I was there for a good several years. And it kind of documents my journey from bright-eyed, bushy-tailed expat to disillusioned man ready to leave. A lot of the songs are pretty grumpy and paranoid, weary. But I like to think that they're quite comical in tone as well. So we'll go through them together. This is the first song off the album. It's called Roadrunner. Roadrunner, like the bulk of the songs on this album, started out as a joke. So basically the genesis for it was a hot summer morning in Tokyo a couple of years back. I was living with an elderly Japanese lady in a school that she ran. I'd lost access to my apartment, so I was staying with her. And I woke up one morning with this little jingle of sorts in my head. And went over to the Casio keyboard that she used to teach her students and just wrote it out with her watching intently behind me. Originally, it was going to be in Japanese. And the Japanese title for it was Moyada. Moyada meaning I've had enough in English. And it was basically an anthem for the disillusioned and disenfranchised members of Japanese society, basically. So your salarymen, your stay-at-home mums, your elderly, basically everyone that's copying it pretty bad. So the lyrics went, Moyada konosei katsu wa moyada, which means, I've had enough of this lifestyle, I've had enough. I sung that to my Japanese friend, and she took an immediate liking to it, and would spend the next few days just singing it out loud around the house. I thought, okay, well, maybe that's a good indication of, you know, maybe I've got something to work on here. So I started fleshing it out over the course of the week, played it to a few friends, Japanese friends, expat friends, all of whom seemed to really like it. And so I thought, okay, well, great. This joke could be a bit of a jingle, and built upon it from there. So obviously I didn't want to have a Japanese song as my first track. So I transformed it into this English beast, and rather than being about a sort of lamentation of modern life, it turned into just a breakup song, like a very salty, simple breakup song, where I'm just sort of ruminating over a pretty nasty person. So I guess in this song I'm emotionally pursuing her to no avail. It's pretty distraught.
Roadrunner, how you faring along? Roadrunner, missing my pheromones. Roadrunner, Roadrunner, feeling silence remorse. Roadrunner, with your new corporate corpse, Roadrunner. Well, I will not hex my ex, but I hope it's average sex, Roadrunner. Watch you speed into the night, go zooming out of sight, Roadrunner. Roadrunner, try the 4 minute stare, Roadrunner. And I found nothing there, Roadrunner. Roadrunner, messaging how you been, Roadrunner. Get back inside the bin, Roadrunner. down at a sideboard limo.
This is called Like a Demon Passing Through My Room. It's a play on the song Like an Angel Passing Through My Room by ABBA, who are probably my favorite band of all time. That song being my favorite ABBA song of all time. As to what it's about, I'm not really sure. I think it sounds pretty and has a sort of resignation to it, I guess, that pervades all my work. In terms of how I came about it or how I wrote it, it actually belonged to another song, an entirely different song. This song had a very pretty middle section, but was pretty rubbish in its verse and chorus and outro. So I just decided to grab that middle bit and take it, stretch it out, and turn it into its own little pretty piece. So this is Like a Demon Passing Through My Room. Thank you so much for sticking around and listening to my retrospective.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the album Doppelganger that I put out last year. Hope you liked it. I'm really happy that you stuck around to hear my at times pretentious overviews of my songs. Listen, if you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, you can find me at Spotify, Bandcamp, Tidal, Apple Music, etc. I'm actually also going to be playing a lot next year across Australia and Europe. If you're in Australia, which I'm assuming you are, and you would be interested in booking me for a show, you can find me at Andy Burns Muzak, that's M-U-Z-A-K, on Instagram. Okay, thanks again.
Led by Nick Solomon, the band's visionary founder, Bevis Frond has been captivating audiences since 1986 with their unique blend of British soundscapes and timeless psychedelia. With over 30 albums under their belt, including recent releases on Fire Records, Bevis Frond continues to push the boundaries of sonic exploration. Nick Solomon's musical vision shines through on Focus on Nature, drawing inspiration from Hendrix, Wipers, and the Byrds, with a distinctly British twist. Expect a fusion of psych sounds reminiscent of Pink Floyd and the infectious power pop of Teenage Fan Club. Focus on Nature features 19 mesmerizing tracks, offering a poignant reflection on both personal introspection and the current state of the nation, as described by Uncut magazine. Join Dr. Gonzo and Nick Solomon, who'll introduce the songs on Focus of Nature on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
Oh, hi there. This is Nick Solomon here, and I'm the guy behind the band from the UK called the Bevis Frond. And I'm here to introduce the tracks to my latest album, which is called Focus on Nature. This is a band album. The last one I did, I recorded on my own because it was recorded during lockdown. But this time I was able to get the full band together. So it's me on guitar and vocals and a bit of keyboards. I've got Paul Simmons on guitar, Dave Pierce on drums, and Louis Wiggett on bass, and a couple of guest appearances from Barry Watts on guitar and my daughter Debbie Wildman on some harmony vocals. So that's the kind of lineup of the band. The first track is quite a lengthy album. It's a double vinyl single CD. So the first track that's on the album is called Heat, and it's about, I guess, about global warming, really. And it was just a kind of, you know, you keep hearing things about global warming and it sounds quite scary, and then other people are going, oh, it's not real, and, you know, it's just a lot of information and misinformation, and you know you don't really know where you stand, but I can't help thinking that it is kind of real and that we need to do something. And it despairs me that, is that a word, despairs me, but it upsets me that so many people are kind of denying it exists. And also, you know, a lot of people who could help, you know, choose not to. So really, that was what that one was about. It features Barry Watts on the final guitar solo. He used to be in the band, you know, 25 years ago, but he's had his own bands since then, and hasn't been doing much recently. So I asked him to come along and play a bit of guitar, because he's a fantastic player, and he hadn't played for a few years. So he was kind of coming along and saying, well, I'll do what I can. And he uses heavy strings, and he did about four or five takes he started on a different number, actually. He played on two numbers, and he really wore his fingers down on doing the first song that I wanted him to do, and they were actually bleeding and blistered. And I said to him, could you do one on this track, Heat? And he kind of went, well, my fingers are really knackered. I'll give it a go. I'll do one and see how it goes. And the solo you hear at the end is Barry doing his one solo, and it is a work of genius. So there you go. So that's Heat.
Thank you for inviting me into your home like this. I hope you enjoy this record.
2 is called Focus on Nature. That's the title track, and it is a kind of more mystical kind of song about life, really. It's I was just kind of thinking about how you kind of, we all kind of go through life, and it's been going on like that for, centuries, decades, centuries, millennia, forever, really, ever since humanity's been around. You get born, you live, you die, and you're surrounded by things that you really were there before you came, and they'll be there when we're gone. And it was more or less about that, really. So it was a kind of look at life, which was a 60s film series. You used to get them in support movies in the cinema. Look at life. This is how they make toothbrushes. And yeah, that kind of thing.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
this one's introduced by, would like to thank our program sponsors, Greville Records, for their financial support of this program. Greville Records is a legendary Melbourne-based independent record store, servicing the local community with the best vinyl LPs, CDs, books, and much more. Visit the store at 152 Greville Street, Prahran, or head to grevillerecords.com.au to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dave Butterworth from the Double Agents.
Hi, I'm Nick Solomon from the Bevis Frond.
Hi there, I'm Andy Burns.
Hi, I'm Steve Pinkerton from the Ronson Hang-Up. Please support Community Radio 3CR. Get involved and find out more at the website 3cr.org.au.